I'm Lauren Elkies, web editor of The Real Deal. Today I'm sitting here with reporter Candace Taylor, who has been tracking the comings and goings of New York City's residential real estate firms. So, Candace, which companies are doing what and why?
Thanks, Lauren. Well, actually, we just found out today Brooklyn Properties, which is a 20-year-old real estate company in Brooklyn, is closing an office in Park Slope. It's at 504 Fifth Avenue. And that's just the latest in many, many real estate firms that have been closing their offices. I think the most high-profile one was Bellmark. They actually closed their corporate headquarters in order to save money. We've also seen a couple closing altogether, including Homestead, which is a small company. Another one that's downsized is Domain Properties. They had one in the Flatiron District that they closed. And we've also seen City Habitats, which is one of the city's biggest rental companies, if not the biggest. They closed two of their offices, so that's a pretty big deal also.
So what is the reason? Is it all related to market conditions or other reasons?
It's pretty much market conditions. Pretty much a lot of these real estate companies have really high overhead, and so one of the easiest way for them to cut back is to close their offices because they're paying really a lot of rent for these things. And deals are down so much, they're basically hemorrhaging money. So it's one of the best things they can do to save money. But the problem is it often involves layoffs. There's usually a lot of back office staff that gets laid off, which is one of the reasons why it's cost effective to do that. So it's actually pretty sad when we hear about this happening.
Are these brokers going out of the business or changing companies? Do you have any idea? Or?
Well, we're seeing a lot of movement from one company to another. Especially when a firm closes down, but also just if they're not doing well, a lot of them will move around. City Habitats has been picking up a lot of new agents. So has Bond New York, which is another primarily rental company.
Is there any indication that we will see these closings at other large firms?
I'd say we'd almost definitely see closings of offices at pretty much any firm you can name, maybe not right away, but in the coming months. Because if you've walked around Manhattan recently, you might notice that there are just real estate offices everywhere. And many of these companies have more than one in each neighborhood, and they're just, they're all having trouble. If anyone tells you they're not having trouble, they're lying. They're all seeing a huge decrease in transactions. And so unless a company already has very few offices, I think that we'll see all of them closing a few of their outposts.
What has been the most challenging part of covering these stories?
A lot of companies don't want people to know that they've closed their offices because it's sort of embarrassing for them. But we feel that our readers really need to know that because when they walk by the office, they're going to see that it's closed. So we see it as doing a service for our readers.
So what kind of feedback do you get when you call these companies? Are they like, oh no, here comes the real deal again?
Well, sometimes. It's anything from being sad that they've had to let go of their employees, to begging us not to write anything about it, to, sort of being very matter-of-fact and nonchalant about it, just saying this is these are the market conditions and this is what we have to do, and it's really a smart business move, which it is. But yeah, it's all kinds of reactions.
In terms of comments, we have seen that these stories have generated a lot of them from readers. What's been the most surprising thing someone has written about one of these closures?
I've been really surprised at the emotion that goes into a lot of these comments. It seems like people get really, really angry when they're writing about all these companies. And I'm not sure exactly why that is. I think that there's a lot of competitiveness in the business. And I think especially with a lot of these small companies, there seems to be a lot of like bad blood going back and forth between them. So there's been a lot of that coming out in the comments and kind of a lot of people saying good riddance and that kind of thing, which really surprised me.
Are people identifying themselves or is it mostly anonymous?
A lot of it's anonymous commenting, but you can sort of imagine who the commenters are. Like, it seems like they're probably, disgruntled former employees or competitors, stuff like that.
Would you say that it has gotten nasty?
It's definitely gotten nasty sometimes, which I think happens on any blog or website where you allow anonymous posting. But this topic in particular seems to really get people talking.
Thank you, Candace. That about wraps it up. We look forward to your continued coverage of the goings-on in the residential real estate market. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren.